Make no mistake about it. Mike Primo says he doesn't like the current state constitutional amendment that prohibits same-sex marriage and prevents those marriages performed elsewhere from being recognized in Ohio. But Primo, the manager for a campaign called Why Marriage Matters Ohio, isn't yet ready to jump on board with plans by another gay rights group to put the issue before voters again this fall. Primo says his group is focusing on educating Ohioans about reasons why gay marriage should be allowed. And he's concerned about the language in the proposed ballot issue that would exempt religious institutions. For instance, he wonders if it could extend to hospitals affiliated with religious institutions.
If a couple that was married, a same-sex couple was married, and one was injured and they went to a hospital with a religious affiliation, would that make it difficult for that person's spouse to make medical decisions for them?
Primo thinks the proposed ballot issue needs more legal scrutiny, and he thinks voters need more time to warm up to the idea of allowing gay marriage in Ohio. But Ian James, the executive director of Freedom Ohio, the group that's circulating petitions to put the ballot issue before voters this fall, says there's nothing wrong with the language.
The language is very clear. It's about religious institutions have the freedom to recognize or perform a marriage. Hospitals, daycare, high schools, schools in general that are affiliated with religious institutions are not religious institutions.
James says his group's ballot issue is getting traction. He notes the campaign already has 650,000 petition signatures. It only needs a little more than 385,000 valid signatures. And he says polls show 56% of Ohioans support his proposal. James says it can qualify right now to be on the ballot this fall. But Primo's group isn't sure there are enough supporters who would actually show up at the polls this November. The confusion doesn't stop with the two groups and the wording of the proposal and when to put it on the ballot. There's also confusion over the groups themselves. James is heading a campaign called Freedom to Marry Ohio, and his group's website is freedomtomarry.com. But Primo's organization is supported by a national group called Freedom to Marry, and its website is freedomtomarry.org.
When we go to tell folks who we're working with, and we say Freedom to Marry, which is the national organization, there is confusion between them and the state group.
However, James says he doesn't think there's confusion between the two groups. James says while there's difference in strategy, there's not a difference in the ultimate goal.
This isn't an us and them. This is us.
One thing is clear. A ballot issue on marriage equality appears destined for the Ohio ballot at some point, either this year or in 2016. And when it does go before voters, it will have opposition. Phil Burris is with the Citizens for Community Values, a group that helped pass the 2004 constitutional amendment that prohibits gay marriage in Ohio. Burris says, make no mistake, if Ohioans pass a proposal to allow gay marriage in Ohio, churches will find themselves in the middle of lawsuits, regardless of the language in the plan.
You can see in the cases that have been submitted to the courts today already, just recently, judges are ruling in ways that we never dreamed that they would. So once this is over with, there's no question that they will test their own language by suing some of these churches and saying that it's unconstitutional, it's unfair, it's not equality, you know, to allow churches not to perform same-sex marriage, and they shall be forced to do so.
James says the cases Burris refers to are in states where there is an anti-discrimination law in place for gay couples, and Ohio doesn't have a law like that on the books. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.